Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to the Ghibli Attack, the podcast that leafs through the library of films from the world's greatest animation studio, Studio Ghibli. I'm Michael Leader, and I've seen the lot of them.
And I'm Jake Cunningham, and I've seen them all as well. And now, we've written a book about all of them too.
So join us on our quest into the glorious printed word world of Ghibli. Hello, Jake.
Hi, Michael.
So, it's a big week for us, isn't it?
It is a big week. Yeah, there's been a lot happening. And a little thing called the Ghibli Attack book is also out now as well.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a while. Of course, it's been living in our brains as a dream, as a process, as a draft, etc., for well over a year, 18 months, 2 years. And now it's actually there on shelves in bookshops. It's in warehouses being shipped around by online retailers. And people have the copy in their hands. It's quite strange and surreal.
Yeah, it is weird. But it's lovely, and I'm looking at one that's kind of across the room from me as we do this record, and it is something that I'm not quite adjusted to just yet, and I'm sure I will get adjusted to yet. But yeah, all of that time, however many episodes that we spent just wanging on about Studio Ghibli, and now it's in those pages.
Yeah, it's something that really surprised me when we finally got like our author's proofs a few weeks ago, is that it's a beautiful little object. Of course, we'd written the whole thing. We knew what the sort of content of the book would be, you know, as we were writing it, as we were sort of shaping and revisiting our conversations earlier in the podcast. But it sits really nicely on a shelf. I've posted a few pictures because I love the Ghibli bookshelf that I have with you know, books that I've long, you know, admired and read and reread and consulted over the years. Andrew Osmond's Spirited Away book, Helen McCarthy's Miyazaki book, most recently Susan Napier's Miyazaki World. And it was like, yeah, it's quite an honour and a privilege to be able to put our book on a shelf alongside that. And it's going to be really weird and interesting one day walking into a bookshop and seeing them alongside those books for sale. I suppose, yeah, what should we say now? Let's just say thank you to the people who've helped us. We've got quite a lot of acknowledgements in the book, so we shouldn't like turn this into story time. But even though our names are on the front of it, we should really thank Steph Watts, Harold McShiel, our collaborators in Ghibli Attack, who have just helped us every step of the way. They were the first people to read anything from the book. They were our sounding boards all the way through. Such you know, the amount of support they gave us behind the scenes, just amazing, and really thank you to both of them.
Oh, absolutely. It's always such a pleasure to work with those two, and they've just been kind of just this kind of port in the storm of the process, I suppose, and always being able to get that help from them and all of the other people at Little Dot Studios where we work, who have helped us along the way, whether that's putting the podcast together, wrangling together spreadsheets to get us to Japan and organise all of the interviews that we had to do out of there and a lot more. And of course, the Welbeck guys, who are the publishers, have been brilliant throughout, and it's been such a pleasure working with them to put this book together and now see it on shelves. Mm-hmm. We're recording this the Friday of release, and we had a little trip into town yesterday into Gosh Comics, which was, I mean, your home away from home for many years.
I mean, Michael, that when I first moved to London in whatever 2008, that was back when Gosh was by the British Museum, and I really felt that that was my second home. And for the decade plus that I lived in London until very recently, that was somewhere I'd go, you know, multiple times a week. So many friends worked there. And also over the years, it's been wonderful seeing so many friends have books on shelves there. And there was something very special walking into the shop as we did yesterday and seeing a book of ours on that shelf in the new arrivals section of Gosh, which is always the place I'd make a beeline to every Wednesday or Thursday or Saturday if I'm going in over the weekend to see what new books are in, have a really long half hour, 45 minute browse, because it's always packed with great stuff. And seeing our book in the mix there was a really special treat. And we're going to have that time and again, because that's for me, that is a weird kind of nostalgic special feeling for me, age 20 odd, the bookshop that I hold dear to that period of my life. But there are other bookshops throughout our lives. Like, it's going to be weird walking into Waterstones Deansgate in Manchester, which is the first bookshop that I ever fell in love with as a kid growing up there, and potentially seeing our book there. Imagine seeing it in W.H. Smith's. For many of us in the UK, like the first bookshop, the only bookshop that we ever see in our, like, in smaller towns. It's going to be weird. And we should say thank you to, like, all the listeners so far who've pre-ordered the book. We've been getting tweets of the book as it's been arriving from wherever they've pre-ordered it, and that's so great. Thank you so much for listening all these years, but also for joining us on this next journey. And I really hope that anyone who's picked up the book finds something special within it, and if you do pick it up, let us know what you think.
And you can let us know what you think in person as well. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to be taking this book around the country. It's depending on when you're listening to this episode, you can still pick up a ticket for a show tomorrow, where for a double bill tomorrow we're introducing a screening of The Kingdom of Dreams and Madness, Mamoru Sanada's fantastic Ghibli documentary, at the Prince Charles Cinema at 12:30 if you're London based or nearby. And then also in the evening, 9:30, we're at the London Podcast Festival for a live performance. This is our Ghibli Z to A, which is our kind of truncated PowerPoint guide through all of Studio Ghibli. That's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. It'd be really fun to see anyone there who may be listeners. Great to have a chat in person. And then that's not it for the book tour. Some of these events are still coming together, but we can talk about a 3-day road trip around Scotland that we're going to have at the end of September 25th, 26th, 27th, I believe, where we're going from Dundee to Dumfries to Glasgow. And we've planned this out. I think we've planned this out quite well, because we're not repeating the same films between any of the towns. So we'll be showing Spirited Away and Princess Mononoke, The Kingdom of Dreams and Madness again, and best of all, Whisper of the Heart, as well as doing all sorts of intros and discussions and a signing at the brand spanking new Forbidden Planet on Sawkeyhole Street in Glasgow, which I can't wait to go to. I know that when we were up in Glasgow a few years ago, Jake, we went into the old Forbidden Planet.
Mm.
And it's very funny saying this about Forbidden Planet, because they're mainly a comic book shop, but I found an issue of Fangoria, the American horror magazine, the only time I've ever seen it in stock in a UK shop at all. And I picked that up and pored over that magazine to much delight.
Well, and then beyond that, there's nothing in the calendar yet, but we're eyeing up quite a few other locations as well. Hopefully we'll be hitting up Manchester and Sheffield and maybe some things along the south coast as well, and maybe a few other bits and pieces in between too, in the coming months. So hopefully we'll be able to see a lot of you out there.
Absolutely. But in the meantime, thank you once more, everyone, for listening over the years and supporting us and joining us on this amazing journey we've been on. We'll be back with a new podcast soon, but you can keep up with us in the usual ways on social media. We're on Twitter at Ghibliotech. We're on Instagram now, ghibliotech.pod. You can also email us, ghibli@little.studios.com.
And if you want to keep in touch with us directly, Michael's on Twitter at Michael J. Leader. You're on Instagram too. We've never done that before, but why not? Break the habit. What are you on Instagram, Michael?
I'm Michael.leader. And what's cool. What are you on Instagram? Are you also something?
I just had to get my phone to go look it up because I can never remember. I am Jake.H.Cunningham.
Which is easy to remember because on Twitter you are just Jake H. Cunningham.
Exactly. Yeah, you get those extra dots on Instagram as a bonus.
Ghibliotech is a Little Dot Studios production. Our music is by Anthony Ng and James Payne is our editor. The show is produced by Michael Leader, Jake Cunningham, Harold McShill and Steph Watts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.